Good morning, everyone, and welcome to beautiful Texas. It's a vacation from you. I'm from New Jersey. And it's great to see everyone at such a special event, a joint event with the Mises Institute and the Ron Paul Institute. My name is Chris Rossini. I work with Ron Paul. I am the Friday co-host of the Ron Paul Liberty Report, so you may have seen me there. Thank you. And on behalf of both institutes, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day, many traveling very far sometimes, to come to this short but hopefully very important event for you. I want to start off by thanking the people that helped make this happen. This is our host committee. Without them, you know, it would have been much harder to put this together at this beautiful venue. Their names are James McMahon, Chris Condon, and Jim Narduli. So if we could give them a thank you. Also, thank you to our speakers who decided to share their wisdom with us today. I think you're going to love all four of them. And I'm looking forward to listening to them too. I met a few of them for the first time, even though I've been following them for many years, sometimes decades. So this was a special day for me too. For those who do not know, and hopefully you do, the Mises Institute was started in 1982 by a gentleman named Lou Rockwell, and it exists to promote teaching and research of Austrian School of Economics, individual freedom, honest history, international peace in the tradition of Ludwig von Mises and Murray Rothbard. The Mises Institute's foundational ideas are of permanent value, politically, culturally, socially, I would even say spiritually. And I encourage everyone, if you're not a member of the Mises Institute, to please become a member today. And if you do so today, you will get this beautiful silver coin, 1 ounce silver coin. It has Murray Rothbard on it. And there's also others with von Mises. So please join the Mises Institute today. The Ron Paul Institute began by Ron Paul and Daniel McAdams. I'm a member of it too, and also Adam Dick is our associate as well. And our mission in life is for to spread the ideas of non-interventionism overseas. That is a major issue that we deal with every day of my life, that I, as an adult, I can't recall a time when our country is not at war in some sense. We are a bully nation, unfortunately, outside of this country. And, you know, ever since COVID, one can make a case that inside this country, too. So all the powers that we have given to the state have been turned now on us. So we live in very dangerous times. We are dealing with very serious subjects. We're talking about censorship and official lies, the end of truth in America. That's the name of this conference. And if you think about it, our society as a whole, we're struggling. The truth is not only being ignored in many cases, it's under attack. It's as if the truth is the enemy. And it's pretty scary, because if we don't have a common ground of this is true and this is false, this is good and this is bad, then we revert to a society of the jungle where it's the strongest that will prevail through sheer force. And there is no doubt that there are many people that would like that, you know? Most would not. I certainly would not like to live in such a world. I do want to mention Lou Rockwell. He was supposed to be here today, but unfortunately was unable to make it. And Lou he's the reason we're here by starting the Institute. He has had a tremendous impact on my life. I learned about LouRockwell.com. I have no idea how I even came across it in the late 1990s. And that's how I learned about Ron Paul. I certainly couldn't go on television and find Ron Paul everywhere. It was LouRockwell.com. And it was LouRockwell.com that got me to the Mises Institute. And that's how I learned about Mises and Rothbard. You can't go to Barnes & Noble or Borders back then and get Man, Economy, and State and What Has Government Done to Our Money. Those books were not on those shelves, I know, because I checked. So I got my start also in the Liberty Movement, working for the late Robert Wenzel. He was a brilliant libertarian, economist, and I also learned about him through Lou Rockwell. So all roads, at least in my life, lead back to Lou Rockwell. And, you know, as I was thinking about this, and it wasn't intentional, it's just how it all worked out. So Lou, if you're at home watching, sir, thank you so much for everything you have done for all of us. We're libertarians, Rockwellian, Rothbardian, Ron Paulian libertarians. We're not like all the other libertarians. We're a little bit more stubborn. We're a little bit more rugged. And libertarians were known as being, to the person that doesn't know, being atomistic. Oh, you just care about yourself. You don't care about anybody else. You're rebellious. And to a sense, the rebellion is true. We hate man-made tyranny with a passion. So we are rebellious in that sense, but we are also rugged conformists. We do our best, imperfectly, since we are human beings, to conform ourselves to whatever is true, even if it hurts. And that's what our shows, our podcasts, our articles are all about. It hurts. People don't want to hear it because it conflicts with their daily habits and what they want and what they feel is, you know, this is how it is. Don't tell me that we're in trouble by going down this road. They don't want to hear it. But irrespective of that, that is our job. That is our calling, our mission, to at least learn what is true, preach what we believe is true. We never try to deceive anyone or push any politician or agenda. We try to point out natural laws, economic laws. If you do this, then this is what you expect. You can do it, go ahead, but this is what you're going to get. And people think that we're geniuses by being right a lot, you know? But it's not genius. It's not genius. It's a desire to do what may not be, personally beneficial for you at the time. So we are conformists, even though we are libertarians. And everything that we advocate, we understand can never be perfect. Unlike people in government and bureaucrats, not everyone, but you know, the people in power, they seek to take the environment and mold it in a way to where they think, yes, now we will live in a utopia. Just pass this one more law. Just stop people from doing this. Constantly adding, give the state more power, and then everything will be okay. We know that this is not possible. A perfect system is not possible. Nothing that the Mises Institute or the Ron Paul Institute advocates will lead us to perfection because we are human beings. We are ignorant, we are always learning, we make mistakes constantly, and we cannot create perfection. We would have to be perfect ourselves. So the first thing to do is to humble yourself and realize that our job is not utopia, you know? And we can't create perfection on this side of life because we are humans. Even if everyone were rich, it wouldn't take the ability away from them to steal or to lie or to cheat. Even if everyone were educated with master's degrees and everything, you could still be a cheat. You could still, you know, commit sins. You could still do very horrible things, even with the best technologies. Technology, data, that's not going to save us, you know, because we always can make mistakes, and that is part of the human experience. So perfection is not our goal. Now, that doesn't mean you just throw your hands up and say, well, then what's the point? Well, we can always create better conditions and relatively better than other conditions. While it may not be perfect, while people can always be non-virtuous at times, there are ideas that are far superior if you want to live a good life than the stuff that we deal with today, the tyranny, the corporatism, the fascism, communism, the fiat money. You know, sound money is a better idea. It will give us a better life in general. Not the 1%. They obviously hate it, and they know that that's not their path. But for those who care about humanity, individuals, there are superior ideas, and we believe that we contribute to them. You know, there's economic truth is not the only truth. We need all the truths, all the people that come to my house and fix all the stuff that I have no idea what they're doing. Thank goodness they know what they're doing. They know the truth of the situation and can do something about it to help my life. That's what we try to do in our way with our ideas. We try to help people with their lives. We're not trying to run anything, but here, this can help you. And for a lot of people, it's changed their lives, myself included, just by adopting the ideas that we try to share. So that is our purpose. We hope that you enjoy what our speakers have to say today. It's a very short time that we have here, so get to know each other. We have many people that we see year after year. They become friends. They come to see each other, too, in addition to seeing the speakers. So get to know people. I'm not the most social person, but so I understand. Everybody understands, you know, when you're here. But a lot of times, relationships could be made, and I hope that happens for some of you today. So I'm going to start introducing two speakers. They will hand off to each other, so I'll just come up here now. The first one is from the Mises Institute. His name is Ryan McMakin. He's the executive editor of the Mises Institute. He has a bachelor's degree in economics and a master's degree in public policy and international relations from the University of Colorado. He's a co-host of Radio Rothbard podcast, the War Economy and State podcast, and has been featured in a number of national print publications, including Politico, The Hill, Bloomberg, and Washington Post. Personally for me, I've been reading Ryan for many years. I take extensive notes at home. Today was the first time I actually met him. And if you go through my notes, you'll see his name, McMakin. You know, I quote him a lot because he has taught me a lot over the years. So I'm as eager as many of you to hear him speak soon. Following him will be my very dear friend and colleague, Daniel McAdams. He is the executive director of the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity, and co-producer, co-host of the Ron Paul Liberty Report. Daniel served as Foreign Affairs, Civil Liberties, and Defense Intel Policy Advisor to Dr. Paul when Dr. Paul was in Congress until his retirement, and then they both started the Ron Paul Institute. Daniel worked as a journalist based in Budapest and traveled through the former communist bloc as a human rights monitor and election observer. Before I bring Ryan up, Daniel is very special to me. You know, I'm very lucky to work with people that I look up to because they pull me up. You know, so we all have that job where we want to be pulled on the one hand and we want to pull others. You know, so I am very lucky to work with Daniel and the Ron Paul Institute, Dr. Paul. I always can improve because I'm following in their footsteps.